J. Jean had always been a web spinner of indie songs, but he could not settle on a name for his show. Everyone in town just seemed so wrong. With benefit of hindsight, Friday night flight never got off the ground. Rebranded again, he called it Rabbit Track. The Daddy Rabbit, it didn't resound. He loved his gig and was the host with the most, but he shared his broadcast booth with former show goes. After a brief hiatus, now what would await us? He returned to the air, a recharge theme, double shot of caffeine, the coffee house with Gene, a brief affair. Played acoustic tunes to a full chat room, but once again he second-guessed. Loved that singer-songwriter, but couldn't fight it. Other genres Gene could not repress. He simply loved his gig and was the host with the most, but he shared his broadcast booth with former show goers. Gene, it seemed, lacked some self-esteem, questioned if he was getting it right. The listeners told him, forget the pseudonym, by any name, the music was tight. Seemed the hippie crowd had all grown old, lost the sparkle from their tie-dyed eyes. And his dream of a purely acoustic show was never gonna be realized. Not realized, just kind of revised. But the funny thing was, just because he kept changing the name, don't know if it ever occurred to him, the shows mainly remain the same. So many times we all tried to tell him his shows were the best. Gene was a catalog hog, cut through the fog. We were all duly impressed. So now get ready for the next installment of the ever-evolving Gene Show. By whatever title, the name's not vital, rest assured, the music will flow. Now you might complain, this seems insane, but Gene Finn's the best indie in town. Can't commit to a name, but holds the title of the greatest indie DJ around. Though he loved that gig and was the host with the most, it was clear to all but him he had reason to boast. He spun the greatest indie tunes heard from coast to coast. But from his habit of renaming the show, he relaunched Overdose.